Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, we are starting the season on fire. It is July 24th, 2020. We got a great show for you today. I got my main man, Ramblin' Russ, with me. But before we say hello to him, just want to say this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have a brand new redesigned electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you guys that this is the best in the biz, it really is. I love mine, and so should you. And hey, now they have a water-resistant technology that allows you to groom in the shower. I mean, hey, where else are we going to do it, right? I love it. You should too. Go to manscaped.com, get 20% off free shipping. Hoopball20 is the promo code. That is HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Ramblin' Russ, good morning Friday. Early here, in case all the listeners are wondering why I'm a little nasally this morning. It is quite early for me here on the East Coast. It is just after 8 o'clock in beautiful Miami, Florida. We got Mr. Rambling Russ starting us off with his best bets from yesterday, going 1-0 with the Dodgers. Ramblin', what is going on?
Good morning there, Mr. Ira. How you doing today?
Doing well, just getting everything sorted, looking at some lines. I already have a couple that jump out to me. I'm sure you do too. So how do you feel about last night starting 1-0 as your debut on the Today in Sports Betting podcast?
Well, it started off with Dr. Fauci taking a new approach to social distancing with the baseball. Throw it over to the first base dugout away from the catcher.
That's probably what he was trying to do. He didn't want anyone to touch the baseball, you know?
Wonderful start to the year with that throw. Did not set the tone for the Nationals too well, and the Yankees took it to them in six innings, an official ball game. They're just got so much power, and they're pitching. The new pitcher for them, Cole, came up big. For the second game, for the lock of the night for me, my best bet, 1-0. That's why I'm here today. I'm still alive. The Dodgers with a new pitcher there, a different starter. Do they know what happened to Kershaw, Ira?
They're saying it's a back situation, but I'm always wary about late scratches like that, especially in 2020. So not sure what to make of it yet. I'm sure things will unravel and unfold in the coming hours or the coming days. So just stay tuned and stay updated. And we'll definitely, I'm sure everyone will see the news before we're able to update on the podcast. But if something does go down, I'm sure we will go ahead and talk about it. Russ,
I'm sure you were happy, Ira, with that two-run eighth inning to put you over.
It put me over the total. It was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. And a game started off pretty interesting, very low scoring, not something you would expect out of that pitcher from the Dodgers or Cueto from the Giants. But he is capable of throwing a good game from time to time. But, let's not dwell on the past. Let's forget, you're only as good as your next bet. So we started off 1-0 with your best bets. I started off the season on fire as well at 2-0 or 3-0 and canceled, depending on how you grade certain bets and certain books grade certain bets. But let's jump into today's slate. Before we do, just want to say if you guys have any questions, want to reach out, I'm always available on Twitter. You will also see my official plays of the day posted on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. We got to get Ramblin' Russ set up with one as well, dedicated to his best bets. But let's jump in here. We got the first game on the board today on this beautiful Friday afternoon and a beautiful... Do you smell that? I smell it. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's sunny. It's an afternoon of grass and maybe pine tar. I don't know if it's still going on around the dugout. But we got a beautiful afternoon here. We're going to kick us off here with the New York Mets hosting the Atlanta Braves. The New York Mets are minus $1.40 on the money line. On the run line, they are plus 150, minus 1.5, plus 150, over under 7.5. Russ, I know you've been talking to me offline about this game a lot. I'm not sure if I really agree with you, but here we go. We're going to start the show off with Ramblin' Russ's best bet of the night. Ramblin', amazing. What say you?
It happens to be the first game on the board today, 4 o'clock Eastern, where my New York Metsies with Jacob DeGrom, two-time Cy Young Award winner, takes the mound for the orange and blue with a W, with a new lineup, a designated hitter in Yoenis Cespedes, who's healthy right now and will help this team immensely. The DH rule for the Mets cannot come at a better time, even though their pitchers historically have hit well. The Mets will win this game. They're about 75 to 80% on opening day over the course of their history. The problem is not the first game with the Mets. It's all every other game. But the first game will be good for the Mets today at 4 o'clock. Mets 6, Bravos 2. Just they got a better pitcher. They're at home. It's their home opener. And they'll have plenty of cardboard box fans watching. So I love the Mets today. That's my second best bet. We were 1-0 yesterday. Hopefully we'll stay hot with the Mets today at 4 o'clock. And I have nothing more to say on the game. I just think the Mets are the better team right now with the lineup they have, with the pitcher they have going today. Will make all the difference. Got a lot of respect for Atlanta. You remember yesterday I said they're one of my picks too. The Mets are the Braves in the National League. But I think this is a game the Mets will have. Game one.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Coming in with a best bet to start the show. Cannot think of a better way to start. I don't know if I necessarily agree with you here. Just not a huge believer in the Mets. But having said that, the Braves are definitely missing some key parts of their lineup due to opt-outs by some players. I don't think that there's a ton of value on the Braves side at plus $1.20. However, you do have a pitcher in Mike Soroka who is pretty solid. I really like his game. And you would think that with the total at 7.5 here, it's shaded to under 7.5 minus $1.20. You know, here is a situation, and if you look at last night's games, it could be very indicative about how the 2020 season is going to go. Last night, it just seemed like when you had Cole and Scherzer on the mound, two of the best in the business, it almost seemed like they were throwing batting practice. Not, you know, obviously no fans, no distractions, no loud noises. It allowed every batter, and every batter in the MLB is dangerous, right? Even the guys at the bottom of the lineup, you know, they're professionals. But if you look at it from my perspective, and this is just something that caught my eye, is that it almost seems like the batters are so locked in right now and not rusty, just because there's not a whole lot going on in the stadium and it allows them to lock in even more. So I would tend to lean to some overplays to start the season and then kind of maybe see if you can spot a point where regression starts to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to start to see totals in like the 9, 9.5 in a lot of games, just because it almost looks like these batters are locked in and they're playing batting practice. It's quiet. It's subdued. There's not a lot of distractions. So I really like some overs here tonight. We'll get into some of those. Second game on the board, Ramblin'. We got the Detroit Tigers taking on the Cincinnati Reds. The Cincinnati Reds are a -$1.75 favorite, over under 8.5. This is an interesting matchup for me. Sonny Gray, I like a lot. I just like how he operates. Obviously, opening day starter for the Reds here. Reds have a lot of promise this season. But I know that you maybe had mentioned that you're leaning the other way in this matchup. Obviously, your best bet is your best bet, and that's how we open the show. But let's talk about a couple other games, maybe give some insight, maybe give some leans, and maybe some of the listeners can kind of take your opinion and my opinion and make a little bit of money outside of our best bet. So any thoughts here in this game, Reds-Tigers?
Yeah, I think the Tigers are going to put some points, if you will, runs on the board today. I just think, like you said, you said it right. I mean, the hitting was very good yesterday, but you know, the Tigers and the Reds, it's a toss up game. You're getting plus, you got good value there. Plus whatever it is, 150 or more.
+150 on the Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're basically taking a pick 'em game and getting +150. I wouldn't discount the pitcher, Boyd. He's a left-hander, and when they're on, they're on. So I would take a shot with Detroit. And then, you know, when we talk about the next game on the board, you know, Toronto is another interesting dog too. So
I love how you just jump into the next game. But yeah, so over under here, 8.5, shaded to the over of 8.5 here in this one. It's not really necessarily a game I would touch the over, but if I had to lean one way or the other, I'd probably lean over in this one as well. And now we'll jump into the third game, Russ. We got the Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are going to roll out Charlie Morton. The Rays are a $1.50 favorite, over under 7 in this game. I know where I'm going here. It's not a side. It's a total. And I'm going to roll out the over 7 in this game, -110. What say you in this one?
I agree with you on that. The over looks like a great play. Charlie Morton's a journeyman pitcher. He just had a good year last year. Toronto, he's going to fade back into reality if you look at his career statistics. The Toronto Blue Jays are a good team, and I kind of like the over Toronto. I think it's 2.5 runs, I believe, for the team. I believe it's 2.5.
Their team total?
I believe so. Interesting. And I like the over Toronto, 2.5 runs in that game. A lot, but again, the Mets are my best bet. But yeah, I do like Toronto. I do like the over. I do like Detroit. I do like the over. So you ask me opinions on every game. Those are what I would go with on those two ball games. I just don't think, again, that Toronto is Toronto's a good team, and I just think it's a pick 'em game. It's very hard when you have two average pitchers going at it or decent. They're aces, supposed aces. 7 runs. I mean, you get 3-3, you know, you're probably going to get a no worse than a push, right? So I kind of like the over in that game very much.
I mean, Toronto is rolling. Though. I mean, Toronto is rolling out Ryu, who pitched for the Dodgers. Last couple seasons been pretty good. 2018 posted a 1.97 ERA. 2019 posted a 14-5 record with a 2.32 ERA. I just think he's going to have to get used to this team. Got to get used to the American League as well. I just don't see the same success going forward as he did with the Dodgers, especially the Dodgers, obviously a very caliber offensive minded team, putting up a lot of runs. He's always in a really good spot. And then to go back to your point, Toronto's team total, you can either take over 2.5 at -150, or you can bet over 3 at -110, according to some offshore books I'm taking a look at right now. Just depending on where you're putting your money and where you're making your wager.
And if you want some betting advice on that one, I would just take the over 3 at -110, or in case you get a push, it's definitely going, they're going to score at least 3 runs, Toronto. So in my opinion, so I would rather see people not lose. If they only score 2 for some reason, you only lose 110 on $100 versus 150. So I just, in a common sense situation, I would go over 3 runs.
Over 3 runs, reduce the juice. I like where your head's at. Next game on the board. Oh, just to clarify once again, I like the over in that game. Over 7, -110. Bet it early. Bet it nicely. because I think that line might creep up a little bit as the day goes on. Tampa Bay is definitely obviously capable of scoring runs. I believe the Blue Jays are also capable of scoring a few runs. So I think we're going to have more of a run scored game here than we expect. Next game on the board, we got my hometown now, my new hometown, the Miami Marlins, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Philly is rolling out Aaron Nola. Miami Marlins rolling out Alcantara. The Phillies are a -$1.90 favorite. Over under here in this one is 9. Shaded to the under at -125. I don't know if you have any thoughts about this one, but I'm going to go ahead and continue the over streak here. It's not a best bet and it's not an official play, but it's definitely something I'm taking a look at as of right now, as of 8:21 a.m. on a Friday morning here on the East Coast. I do think that I like the over 9 runs. You're getting a little bit of plus money there. Over 9 plus 105. What do you think about this one here?
Well, you have the new skipper of the Philadelphia Phillies, correct? Joe Girardi. And I think that he's going to get used to the National League. It may take him a little bit of time. I think Miami is a live dog in this spot for some reason. I just do. I think that spread should be a little bit lower. So I would lean towards the dog in this instance. I would lean towards Miami a little bit. And I would also agree with you on the over. One other play that you might want to do today, Ira, being that you like all the overs, or you're leaning that way, take the over for the Grand Salami.
We'll get there. It was definitely something that was worth mentioning, and it was something that I was going to plug in. But we got to let the listeners hear out why before we get to the Grand Slam Salami. I do like Miami here. I think that with it, especially, I do like your thought process that they are a live dog here. Listen, they're not a great team by any stretch of the imagination. However, my thought process here is it's the first game of the season. Not a lot. Everyone's been kind of jonesing to get in there, to get in the batter's box and just kind of swack away and swing for the fences. I think that a lot of these dogs are live today, to be quite honest with you. Miami at +165. Sure. Would we like to get +180? Sure. Phillies are rolling out a good pitcher in Nola. They do have a pretty good team there as well. But Miami definitely is capable of putting up some runs. Again, over 9 for me in this one. And I do like where your head's at, Russ, but we will get there shortly. Next game on the board, this is an interesting one to me. And it might not stick out to a lot of you guys, but the Kansas City Royals taking on the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians are a -$2.15 favorite. The over-under is over 8.5, shaded to the over at -120. I love the over in this game. I don't know what to say, but you're hearing it here first. I'm loving the Indians game going over the total of 8.5. Again, just based on what I saw last night, Bieber, great pitcher. Duffy, but good pitcher, whatever. Everyone's capable of the MLB. And it's like it's an old saying, right? I don't know if you've ever heard this, Russ. But watching baseball and betting on baseball, you kind of need a bottle of whiskey and a revolver, okay? That means anything can happen. Anything late can happen. It's kind of like betting on soccer. And that to me, you really need two bottles of whiskeys and a revolver and maybe a machete, because the amount of goals scored in extra time in the soccer leagues is – just absolutely absurd to me. Now, listen, we've all been there. We've all done it. We've all had bad beats, late inning games, extra time in soccer, last second shots in basketball. But I can't express to you enough how many times, and maybe it's just because it's obviously something that you think about all the time, your losses in sports betting rather than your wins, because obviously you expect to win more than you lose, especially if you're betting from a numbers perspective. But, you know, in this case, everyone's capable, especially the first game back, no fans, no real home field advantage. Give me the over 8.5. with a slight, very, very slight lean. I'm not probably not going to bet it. I'm probably not going to put my money where my mouth is. But the Royals, plus 185.
This is one Ira, I will disagree with you on the side anyway. Cleveland's winning this game today.
Listen,
no
I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're not winning the game. Okay,
where I was going with my play is I would lay the 1.5 runs. I'd bet them on the run line, Cleveland, not on the money line.
And it's not necessarily that I don't like Cleveland. I obviously have a World Series future on them. I just think that first game back, it's important to take some big dogs here in this one. I just think that they're at least live enough to pull this one off. And over 8.5 is definitely the play here in this game for me. And I probably am not, like I said, probably not going to bet the Royals, but it's something I'm taking a look at closely this morning throughout the day. I'll obviously post it on Twitter if it's something that I do get down on. But over 8.5 here for me is definitely where I'm going in this game. Indians very capable of scoring some runs. It could be a big blowout. It could be the Indians 12, Royals 2. But, you know, it could be one of those games where it's 5-4 going into the ninth inning and then anything can happen. So if it does stay close, you know, at least you're getting a nice sweat with almost a 2-1 favorite. So that's my thought process on that game. We got a fun matchup to talk about next. One of my favorite games as well on the board here. I'm going with the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs are rolling out Kyle Hendricks. They are a $1.22 favorite in this one. The Milwaukee Brewers are basically even money as we speak. Over under 8.5, shaded to the over at minus 120. Give me all the Brewers you can give me. I just think that the Chicago Cubs are just one of those teams that I like to fade. And especially against a capable hitting team like the Brewers, I just don't think that the Cubs should be favored in this spot. I really think it should be the number is not necessarily too far off from where it should be, in my opinion. But at even money or plus 105 or plus 110, I'm going to go ahead and lay it with the Brewers. I'm going to go ahead and take that plus money all day long with the Brewers. And I love the over 8.5 in this one as well.
Yeah, I think that the Braun, if Braun plays, that'll be a big boost for Milwaukee's day-to-day right now, I understand. But, yeah, I think just Milwaukee's a better team than the Cubbies right now. And just in general, they're supposed to do better, and they're probably a much better ball club. And so getting Milwaukee at even money is a – or even plus a little is a good investment probably for today. As far as the total on that game, if the wind's blowing out at Wrigley, you got to go with the over. And if the wind's blowing in, you got to go with the under. Always check the weather reports at two fields, Wrigley and Colorado, before you bet totals. And again, let's hope that, you know, your play comes in on the Milwaukee Brewers today. Cause they're looking like they might be a surprise team in baseball this year.
Listen, I bet Yelich prop bet to lead the league in home runs at 17-1. I'm all in on the Brewers here in this spot. Again, it's just one of those things where, you know, in football, we like to see if we can take some shots early in the season in weeks 1 through 3 before like real advanced stats and data come out on these teams with their new squads. I'm kind of going with that same strategy here with baseball, especially in the first week of the season. We'll see how it plays out. It could definitely go against me here, and I might need that revolver more than you think. But I'm going to go with the Brewers. I'm going to go with over 8.5 here as well. Maybe I'm just a donkey, but that's kind of how I see it. Next game up on the board, and you'll be able to maybe talk a little bit more about this one than I am. I'm not too familiar with these two teams. But we got the Baltimore Orioles against the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are rolling out Eovaldi. Baltimore Orioles are rolling out Tommy Malone. Boston, huge favorite in this game, minus 220, over under 10 runs, even on both sides at minus 110. Give me a little bit of advice here in this game. Do you like anything particular, or you just think, hey,
yeah, I
Boston's
think,
gonna run away with it, and they're just too big of a favorite here?
I think Boston's gonna win, and I think they're a strong team today against a weak Baltimore team, which has a couple injuries to some key players. And I do like the Red Sox to win on opening day up in Boston by more than a run and a half. So, again, you know, I like laying there. I know they're home teams. You don't want to do that because if it's extra innings, you're pretty much going to lose because you're the home team. You can't win by more than a run usually. But in this particular spot on opening day, I would lay the run and a half minus probably 140, but might be. I don't even know what the line is on the
right
run
now,
line.
Minus 125.
It's a good bargain. Take Boston minus the 1.5, minus 125. I like the Red Sox to win on opening day. Baltimore's going to have, you know, 15 to 20 wins this year, maybe 22, whatever their total is, it's going under. But, yeah, I think Boston is the better team today. And long-term, they're not going to be very good. But today, opening day, great fans, even though they won't be in the stadium. But it is a home field advantage for Boston. They're used to playing there, although Baltimore's plays there quite frequently. They're in their division. But, again, I do like Boston, and I would – agree with you on this total as well. I think it goes over 10. So,
the 10 is a little bit of a big number here for me to bet on. So I think I'm going to lay off, but I would assume it does go over the total as well on this one. Just kind of one of those games, and it could get away from the Orioles pretty quickly. Next game I'm really excited to talk about. We're starting to move back to the West Coast, where obviously that is my bread and butter. That's where I've made a lot of money in baseball over the years, is the Central to West Coast time zones. A lot of people obviously focusing on the East Coast. But we have the Colorado Rockies rolling out German Marquez against Texas Rangers and Lance Lynn. Over under here is 9, even money to the over, shaded to the under at minus 120. Rockies are even money to win the game, and the Rangers are a slight favorite at a minus 120. I'm going to go ahead and tell you real quick, without getting into too many details, over, over, over. That's it. Just the over. Over 9. Even money. Lock it in. And Russ, I'm sure you don't have an opinion on this game, so we'll just roll on. Oh, you do? You have an opinion. Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
I'm going to give you my opinion on this game. Take the over in the first 5 innings. 5 runs it must be, right? 4 or 5 runs?
Well, I will pull it up for you. You're putting me on
the
spot.
Either pitcher is capable of getting rocked. So you're probably going to see 6-1 after 5 innings, 7-2, something like that.
The first five inning line total is over 5 minus 110.
There you go. Over 5 runs. That's my opinion on that game.
Got it. Next game on the board, we got the Minnesota Twins against the Chicago White Sox. We got Giolito rolling on the mound for the Chicago White Sox. Fantastic, fantastic pitching match here. White Sox minus 05 on the money line. Minnesota Twins a slight favorite at minus 115. Over under. Over 8.5. Shaded to the over at minus 125. Under plus money at plus 105. Again, two great pitchers. Still think it goes over the total of 8.5. You got to think that if you what you saw last night, you know, in both games, you just got to think that a lot of these games are going to go over and over and over the total here. And it's really hard for me to find a game that I want to take the under. Maybe the Orioles-Red Sox, just because the total is so high. But it's going to be hard-pressed for me to find a game today that I like under the total. So I'm going to go over 8.5 again. Minus 125 is a lean. I'm also going to go ahead and roll out with the Chicago White Sox at minus 105. Really like this White Sox team this year. Love Giolito. Any thoughts here for you on this game?
I'm right with you on your opinion on that. I can't disagree. The one thing that you can look at and why you would go with the over is how are these bullpens? You know, you have only a few good bullpens in baseball. Overall, the Yankees are good, the Mets, the Braves, certain pitching teams are good in bullpens, but these other teams, particularly in the American League, I like it. I like what your thought process on it, and I agree with you on the White Sox at home to win their home opener.
Yeah, and another really, I think, a good bet here in this game could potentially be the White Sox first five innings if you're all in on the White Sox, like I like them today. Listen, Minnesota is definitely a really good team. Let's not kind of shake them off like they have no chance. Obviously, they're the favorite in this game. But if I had to pick a side here, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get down on this game, it's going to be Giolito. Full game, and it's going to be Giolito five-inning line at minus 115. And I just think the White Sox have enough power to take that lead. And you know, if you're going to bet both, at least you're getting the full five innings with Giolito, hopefully, and the bullpens aren't going to ruin it for you on the full game side. So I'm going to probably take both sides, full game, first five with the White Sox, lay a little bit of money. But that's kind of where I'm leading towards. Next game on the board, Russ, we got the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are -$1.90, and Jack Flaherty is rolling out for the Cardinals. That guy is fantastic. We got Joe Musgrove pitching for the Pirates. Over under here is 8, -120. I can't even think of going under here in this game. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm crazy. I'm probably crazy. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listen to the show and they're like, that guy's crazy. But you know, I've had some success throughout the years with sports betting. MLB is one of those sports where it always seems to go better my way later in the evening just because I'm more in tune with what's going on the West Coast. But now being an East Coast guy and living in Miami, I'm really going to be able to watch a lot more games and have a lot more time, you know. So I like the Cardinals here, -1.5 at even money against the Pirates. It's a lean, not an official play. Just kind of giving you my opinion on every game as we go through it. I'm going to go over here, -120. In this one, and Russ, I'm sure you agree with me on this game, so I don't know if we're going to be spending too much time talking about it, but Cardinals run line and over 8.
I agree on both. I think this could be turn into a Mets today play, Dodgers yesterday play. The Cardinals are a good bet today, folks.
I agree.
Pittsburgh's ace is Musgrove. He's got a 4.54, whatever it is, ERA.
Yeah,
most ERAs for aces are under 3 or near 3.
Yeah,
this Flaherty is at 5.
And Flaherty's fantastic. He's an unbelievable young pitcher. I love that guy. So I like -1.5. I like over the total. And let's go. Next game on the board, we got the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the San Diego Padres. Padres are a -135 favorite, rolling out Chris Paddock, who is a pretty good pitcher against the Arizona Diamondbacks with, wow, I haven't heard this name in a while, Madison Bumgarner. We got the bum rolling out with the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are +115 on the money line. Padres are the favorite at -135, over under, over 8, -120. And we all know where I'm going here again. I'm going to go with the over in this one. And I really like the Diamondbacks today. Diamondbacks are a very capable team. I don't think the Padres can really keep up with them in this situation. I'm not really sure why the line is the way it is, probably because the Padres are at home, and they just think that both these teams are quite similar. I like the Diamondbacks this year. I like a lot of surprises by the Diamondbacks this year. They're very capable batting order. They got some good pitching. Bumgarner's looking to revive his career down there, being the ace opening day starter. Give me the Diamondbacks with plus money. Give me the over. Any thoughts here for you?
What's pretty scary is I agree with you again on that, but I would lean the same way. I think Baumgartner's to be a dog against that guy. I kind of like Arizona too in this one. Yeah.
I mean, listen, Chris Paddock is a good pitcher for the Padres, but I just don't think that they have the offensive firepower to keep up with the Diamondbacks. And I know it's funny. I mean, I took, as we talked about yesterday on the show, I took the Diamondbacks a long shot to win the World Series, and hopefully they make a deep run and I can start hedging out my position there. But I really like the Diamondbacks this year. I'm all in on them. And I really think in a 60-game season, I think the Diamondbacks can make some noise. So I'm going Diamondbacks, starting the season off 1-0 today. You heard it here first, over the total, -120. Next game on the board, Ramblin', We got the Seattle Mariners taking on the Houston Astros. Houston Astros are a $3 favorite. Rolling out Justin Verlander. We all know that guy. We've heard his name a few times. And the Seattle Mariners rolling out a pitcher I've not really too confident in.
Do they have an alternate? Do they have an alternate line minus 2.5 runs that you can lay with Houston today?
Yeah, you know, because, yeah, minus 1.5 right now. I mean, you're still laying a big number. It's minus 1.5, minus 155, which is not too far off when, with the Dodgers minus 1.5 on the run line last night. But, yeah, you can definitely bet the Astros minus 3.5 I'm seeing on a couple offshore books, minus 3.5 plus 150 or minus
4.5. I wouldn't do that. I would go with the minus 150, minus 1.5. That's a solid play today, Houston.
I couldn't agree with you more. Also love the over in this game. God, this is really bad. I sound like such a donkey here for taking all these overs, but it's just something that popped out to me last night, and I'm going to go with my gut here with the way I saw the games last night. So I'm going over the total over 8.5 in this one as well. Houston minus 1.5, minus 155, and then we got two games to end this off. In this one, we got the San Francisco Giants taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is going to be the same as last night, in my opinion. Give me the chalk. Give me the Dodgers. Minus 1.5, minus 135. Rolling out Ross Stripling against Jeff Samardzija. And over the total. It was kind of almost an aberration that the Dodgers-Giants game was 1-1 in like the sixth inning last night, seventh inning. I can't even remember exactly what inning it was, but I looked at it, and I just couldn't believe how few runs were scored in the first five, six innings of that ball game. So I'm going to go back to the well here with the Dodgers, minus 1.5, minus 135, and I'm going to go back to the well here again, over 9, minus 120. I'm sure you like my side.
I do. I really do. And, you know, I think about when gamblers, you know, they want to put action down and how to bet some of these heavy favorites in baseball. And a lot of times you take a heavy favorite with another heavy favorite with another heavy favorite. And you parlay all three games for $100 and you probably win $200-$300 back with three teams.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Just throwing that out there to your viewers because they're obviously gamblers, a lot of the viewers. And you are a Dodgers fan, so you're going to pick the Dodgers probably – of the 60 times we do this, probably 50 of them, or you won't bet it. You won't bet against your team. But I think the Dodgers are a great team this year. They're picked to many circles to win the World Series, to play the Bronx Bombers in the World Series. That's been the chalk, Yankees-Dodgers World Series. I've seen it everywhere on the internet recently, you know, when they're doing their season predictions. But I do think the Dodgers are the play tonight. And I tell you, after reviewing these games of the IRA, if I had to give out a separate bet, parlay bet, I would go Dodgers, Astros, Red Sox. Dodgers, Astros, Red Sox. All three games should win for you. Of course, the Mets, you could throw the Mets in there too. I know they're a small favorite. That's why I like them even more because they're at minus 140. But Dodgers, Red Sox, Astros, definitely.
Going heavy with the chalk today. That seems to be the theme of this one. Last game of the night. I got to get out of here. You got to get out of here. But we got one more game to talk about, and that is the Los Angeles Angels. It sounds weird to say the Los Angeles Angels. Anaheim Angels. No. Okay, Los Angeles Angels against the Oakland Athletics. Oakland is rolling out Frankie Montas against Andrew Heaney of the Angels. The Athletics are a minus $1.42 here, over under 8.5. I have really no opinion on either side. I think the Angels are a very capable team of putting up runs. God, we're going to do it again, aren't we?
No, I'm going to disagree on this one with you. I'm going to think this game for some reason I would take the under.
And that is why, and that's why they pay me the big bucks, Ramblin' Ross, because this is my lock of the night. Lock it in, gentlemen, over 8.5, minus 115. Athletics, Angels, late night, money saver. If we haven't made you money before the end of the night, this is the lock of the night here. Oakland A's, Los Angeles Angels, over 8.5, minus 120. Sorry you had to ruin my party there, but there's no way this game stays under the total. Zero chance.
All right.
Athletics. Well, I'm one and all. The Athletics are very good at putting up runs, and the Angels have a very underrated, powerful lineup. Ohtani, Trout, and a couple other guys, they can hit the ball. So for me, 8.5 over, that's the play of the night for me, is the late night over.
Just before we go, what is the total for all the games, the Grand Salami is what it's called?
I got to pull it up. I don't have that in front of me right now. I don't see it. So
would agree that it would be a wise move to take the over for that Grand Salami, right?
Yeah, most I'm likely. Definitely going to be betting the Grand Salami. That is for darn sure. I'm not, I think that, I don't see the Grand Salami up just yet, but it is I was definitely going to advise on betting over the Grand Salami. Make sure to stay tuned on Twitter for all updates. There's plenty of updates throughout the day, I'm sure. Plenty of players that are going to be ruled out, scratched, starting lineups, etc., that might sway my opinion one way or the other on any game. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. You follow Hoopball on Twitter. We got to get Russ, Rambling Russ, on Twitter to talk his best bets as well. And we will do that shortly for you. Right now, he's 1-0, looking to go 2-0 with the Mets tonight. Make sure you take that one. And you guys are praying, but I don't love it. But if you believe in Russ and you believe in what he's got to say, his Mets are his best bet of the night here. I'm at Ira Silver Magic on Twitter. I'm at Hoopball Gaming as well. That's our Twitter. We are a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go to manscaped.com and get that new redesigned electric trimmer with our promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping at some point throughout the season. And my podcast here, over at Hoopball, I'm definitely going to tell you and spell out Hoopball, and I'm definitely going to make a mistake with the spelling at some point just because of my ADD. I'm just throwing it out there right now. The odds on that is Ira misspelling Hoopball20 promo code -200 right now at some point in the season. Rambling Russ, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time as always, and let's go. Let's make some money, and let's get it.
Let's go, Mets.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.